This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's long-term engagement in Chabahar. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
Today's topic of discussion is on India's long-term engagement in Chabahar. Just to give you some background, it's a long-term management contract for 10 years to operate the overseas port terminal of the Chabahar Port Development Project, Shaheed Behesta, and there are some implications because of this engagement that India has entered into, which may also possibly invite sanctions from the United States of America. But there are clearly advantages and strategic benefits for India. To understand this, let's have a warm welcome to our expert, Shri Sajjanhar. Sir, warm welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Arjun. Pleasure to be with you.
So just give us a perspective of what this 10-year management contract actually means for India. What's the business model behind it? I understand it's an overseas port terminal in the Chabahar port development project in that particular zone. So what's the business model behind this engagement?
You know, India and Iran have been discussing about the development of Chabahar since 2003. But over this period, because of the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran, because of its activities as far as development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, etc., is concerned. So this project has been making rather slow progress. Till the time in 2016, your listeners might recall that in 2015, there was what is known as the Iranian nuclear deal, or the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, that was signed by President Obama. In fact, it was signed by what was known as the P6, P5, that is the five nuclear weapon states, plus Germany and Iran. So the sanctions that were imposed on Iran, they were reduced, and India also started developing Chabahar port at that time. In May of 2016, we had Prime Minister Modi who visited Iran, and there was a tripartite agreement signed between the presidents of Iran, the president of Afghanistan, and the Prime Minister of India to develop Chabahar. Basically, the importance of Chabahar is that it will provide us easy access both to Afghanistan as well as to Central Asia, and beyond that to Russia as well as to Europe. Your listeners would recall that India had a very long historical, cultural, civilizational ties, whether it is with Afghanistan or it is with the five states of Central Asia. You know, these states are Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. These are very important countries because they are full of energy, whether it is oil or it is gas or it is uranium or as far as minerals are concerned. And in addition to that, as I said, the Silk Route from India through Central Asia used to go to Europe for about 1700-1800 years. So for many centuries, in fact thousands of years, India has had very strong connection with this region, with this area. But after India's independence, since we have now Pakistan in between us, we are not able to access these countries. So Chabahar would be an ideal gateway for us to get into these countries. So, you know what you mentioned, that India has signed a 10-year deal, maintenance contract with Iran for maintenance of this seaport. And also we have agreed to invest about $370 million to develop the project and to develop the hinterland. I may also mention at the end that India has already invested about $80 to $100 million in this project earlier to develop the first phase of the Shaheed Beheshti jetty. And that has been functioning. We did it very much on time, from a capacity of 2.5 million tons to 8.5 million tons. We were able to do it and been able to use it to transport cargo and containers to Afghanistan and also to Central Asian countries.
You mentioned about the long ties with Central Asia, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Russia and Europe via the Silk Route. Is this the INSTC project, which is 7,200 kilometers long, that we are looking to leverage?
Yeah, that is part of it. Let me put it this way, that these are two parallel but mutually supportive projects. INSTC, in fact, was conceived and started between these three countries, Russia, Iran and India, in 1997. But again, we were not really able to take it forward. In that project, Chabahar was not a part of plan that was worked out. In that, the port that we were going to utilize was Bandar Abbas. And Bandar Abbas is a port that is quite located quite close to Chabahar. But Chabahar is a better harbor. It has a better displacement. It has a better natural harbor. And if we use Chabahar to go to Iran, Central Asia, Russia and other places, it is both more economical and also it is quicker. So I think it is, studies have been conducted, experiments that have been conducted, and it has been proved conclusively that it is both quicker as well as it is cheaper, it is more competitive. So I think it serves objective of reaching out to Iran and having this connectivity to Iran rather than sending our goods all the way through China and then from their land route to Central Asia, or sending it to Northern Europe and from their land route to Central Asia and other places. So that is why there is a particular keen interest right now that we should try to work on this project and take it forward.
So we're talking about a sea route from Chabahar in Iran all the way to Kandla in Gujarat and Mumbai in Maharashtra because of the proximity. Is that another strategic advantage that we can think of by this engagement?
This will be a multimodal transport project. You know, these days all connectivity projects are by and large being multimodal. You would have seen even the IMEC project that was launched during the G20, the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor. That also is you go by sea from there to Dubai, then by road and rail to right through the Arabian Peninsula, from there through Jordan and Israel and onwards by sea to Greece. So it is a multimodal transport project, and this also INSTC is also a multimodal transport project by sea from Kandla and Mumbai to Bandar Abbas or to Chabahar. Let me mention that ever since over the last few years we started developing and working on Chabahar, we have proposed that it should also be made an integral element of the INSTC. And all the participating countries, I think there are about 10-12 of them, all of them have very readily agreed that Chabahar will be a part of INSTC. So I think once it develops, once we are able to develop the hinterland in terms of road and rail development, then it's going to be much better, quicker and more competitive in conducting our commerce with these countries. And it's going to be of great benefit for the Central Asian countries. As your listeners might know, all the Central Asian countries are landlocked. That means they do not have access to the seas, they do not have access to the warm waters by which they can conduct their trade, by which they can promote their exchange of goods, and so that is hampers their economic development, economic progress and economic growth. And some of these countries, for instance Uzbekistan, it is a doubly landlocked country. So it provides access to these countries also with the oceans, with the outside world. So it's a win-win proposition for all countries concerned.
Mr. Sajjanar, is the bottom line of this 10-year contract, which also includes leveraging the INSTC project, the import of oil at a cost which is lower than what is available in the international market, and without having to pay in foreign exchange the way we have to whenever we trade or we buy commodities of that nature in the international market?
When we were importing oil from Iran, you know, we were importing about 10-12% of our total annual requirements from Iran, and you know, which were costing us at that time about $12 billion per year. But as a result of the sanctions that were imposed by President Trump in 2018 under what is called the COTSA Act, the Countering America's Adversary Through Sanctions Act, we stopped importing oil from there. And I remember when I was posted in Iran many, many years, in fact decades ago, we used to settle our accounts with Iran by what is known as the, through the ACD agency, that is the Asian currency denomination. So we used to have our own currencies, and now of course this move to trade in local currencies, that has got quite an impetus, that has got quite a push. So I think definitely that would be helpful when we are importing oil from Iran. But at the moment, we are not importing any oil or gas from any of the Central Asian countries. Although, as I said, there is very good possibility, there is very good potential. We are, of course, importing large quantities of uranium ore for our nuclear power plants from Kazakhstan. And we signed Strategic Civilian Nuclear Cooperation deal with them in 2009. And we are doing the same now also with Uzbekistan. And of course, this connectivity would serve us extremely well in that context also.
Do tell us about the agencies representing India and Iran in this deal, which has followed a memorandum of understanding that Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi had signed with his counterpart earlier. IPGL and PMO, IPGL representing India and PMO representing Iran.
That's right. I think the Indian agency is the India Ports Global Limited, and they are the ones who manage many of the Indian ports that we have outside, that we are running outside. They have a very good experience, and they have been working on it, I think, from 2018 onwards. As I mentioned, Prime Minister Modi had visited Iran in May of 2016. We signed this agreement to develop Chabahar Port. If my memory serves me correctly, the inauguration of the expanded seaport of Chabahar was done in December of 2017. And IPGL got the permission, got the signed an agreement with Iran, with PMO in Iran, the Port Management Authority, to run this seaport in 2018. So we have really been running it, but that has been done on, let's say, for 1 year or 2 years. That contract has been extended. That it is a 10-year long contract that has been signed. And this will give confidence to the other countries to come forward and also start investing in this project.
So what is the trade growth that we're likely to see in terms of revenue from the success of the Chabahar project and, of course, in parallel, the INSTC project?
I think it has great potential, but there is huge turmoil and turbulence in the world, in geopolitics. So we'll really have to wait and see as to how much of exchange of trade we are able to conduct through this, because West Asia, Middle East is also become hotbed of conflict and confrontation. Iran has been involved in its conflict with Israel. And also we have seen in Afghanistan, there is, although it's more than 2 years since Taliban came, but there is not a single country that has recognized it so far because of its policies. So I think we'll have to wait and see, but I think we need to be prepared for what the future beckons and what the future holds for us.
Thank you, Mr. Sajjana, for being with us on Akashvani and giving us your views on India's long-term engagement in Chabahar.
Thank you very much, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on India's long-term engagement in Chabahar. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.